This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour, Saturday night, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And clamoring.
We can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Joe Biden and just making laws up. Doesn't like guns, I guess. And
you guess.
Yeah. Making it pretty obvious for folks. Anyway, let's go to the phones. I believe we have Wilcom here. Wilcom, you're on Free Talk Live?
No, this isn't Wilcom. This is Pat in Northern Michigan.
Pat, hold the line, if you would, please. Sorry about that. Got the wrong button. That's what you get when you get a two-bit talk show host. Wilcom, you're on Free Talk Live. Wilcom, can you hear me now? Well... Wilcom wanted to talk about libertarians and their thoughts about on security issues.
Oh.
And
hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so my biggest inquiry, I guess, on your libertarian views on security, how do you prevent
LRN.FM.
That's not how it works.
Flush that one.
That's why we need cops, because people just come on the radio and use the F-bomb. Just drop it right there. Okay. He did bring up an important issue, though, and I will get right to it. First off, is all you have to do is go online and search libertarian solutions for policing, and you will find lots of them. But I think that probably a first thing that we should do is look at qualified immunity. So
that's a good one. That is definitely a good one.
When people are responsible for their actions, they tend to act responsibly. When people are not responsible for their actions, they tend to act irresponsibly. Mm-hmm. That's not cops. That's
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
But cops are people. And so they'll act that way. But also you have to look at the drug war. Most of the crimes in America, most of the people who are incarcerated, most of everything comes back to this war on drugs. And, look, I get it. Maybe you don't want people shooting heroin up in an alley someplace or something like that. But
I don't have a problem with that, personally.
You know,
if they're not hurting someone else.
If it's their alley.
If they're not hurting someone else.
Right.
Maybe not in a public place. Fine.
Right. It's, basically, if you're the concepts behind libertarianism is that if you're not harming another person, then you're free to do with your body as you wish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people always bring up heroin vending machines. And, you know, it's probably not a good idea to do heroin, ladies and gentlemen.
But everybody can choose for themselves,
but there was
is
also,
my opinion.
There was also a time you could buy heroin from the Sears catalog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, opiates were available for a long time. Heroin's
mm-hmm.
just another, you know, first it was laudanum and, whatever.
Yeah.
All kinds of different things out there. Again, I'm not advocating for heroin use. I'm simply saying that adults should be able to decide how they're going to live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell them they can't drink,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, may not be the choices I make with my life. I'm not going to tell them this. I'm not going to tell them that. That's their business. They're adults. That's why we call them that. And
that reminds me of that Salt and Pepper song, None of Your Business.
Indeed. And so, yeah, that's basically what I say when it comes to law enforcement is that law enforcement's necessary. You know, we need to have people who enforce the rules of our society.
People, I agree with you. There need to be rules, but maybe not enforced by the federal government.
federal government, I mean, the United States federal government was invented long before police forces were. So the idea that, you know, the police isn't even in the Constitution.
Yeah, but the federal government at the time was like
tiny little
30 square miles or something.
Right. Yeah, tiny little thing. Right. Police, the word police does not enter into the Constitution of the United States of America. So think on that as you talk about constitutions. Let's go to Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening.
What's on your mind,
sir? I'd like to mention how the media likes to bury choice tidbits of news that they should be apprising us of and they don't. Mm. I fall asleep quite often with the radio on.
Okay.
And when a story first breaks, at like 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll get an almost honest version of what actually happened.
Okay.
And then some media jerk comes in and fine-tunes it.
Okay.
You know? Okay, so this George Floyd, the cop that killed him, he's already been dismissed from 3 different police forces for abuse.
That cop? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Obama's all fired up or Biden is all fired up with this executive fiat business, that's what he ought to pass, is something where a cop's record follows him just like a criminal's record follows him.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, actually.
That would be awesome.
Accountability.
Talk about taking out the trash.
Indeed. It's a good idea. Why not? I mean, you know, I got a record from when I was 17 years old that I just can't do nothing about. And I'm now 50.
Yeah,
and
but you're not
a
cop.
Aren't you?
You're not a cop, so.
That's right. Maybe I could get hired at a police force someplace, and then I just get all my rights back. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, no, they're never actually committed of a crime.
Yeah.
They're just dismissed.
Indeed.
It's dirtier than the Catholic Church. At least we try to save people.
There you go. Appreciate
that. All right, peace out, guys.
Yep, bye. Not a bad idea.
Speaking of accountability, should I bring up Brock Turner at this point?
Brock Turner. What? I remember his name. What's his? Who is he?
He's the. I want to say high schooler, but he's really a college student who sexually assaulted a young lady.
Okay. Been some time. I remember that's the guy who didn't get much for sentencing and then
yeah, even though there was a lot of proof, he got 6 months.
Yeah. Wow.
So
yeah, there you go. The legal system doesn't always work out the way we expect it to. Honestly, 6 months is a long time in jail, but the thing is that we are so used to people getting 10 years, 20 years, 30 years for different things.
And we want to go back to our Crypto 6, right?
Right,
like,
right.
who have done nothing wrong.
Right. It's quite possible that Ian Freeman will sit 6 months in jail before he ever gets a bail hearing.
Right.
And, you know, then you'll... How can you say that's not a punishment for a guy who hasn't done anything wrong yet, hasn't been convicted of anything? Let's go to back to the story here on For Reason magazine regarding red flag laws. Within 60 days, Biden says, the Justice Department will publish model red flag legislation for states. Such laws are plagued by due process deficiencies and often strip people of their Second Amendment rights based on little more than bare allegations that they pose a threat to themselves or others. This is such a... thorny issue, these red flag laws. So, on one hand, the Constitution of the United States of America says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
It's clear.
Yeah.
It's clear.
It's as clear as it needs to be. On the other hand, you're like, well, it seems like a really bad idea. If somebody's like walking around talking to themselves and, you know, like chewing on their hand and talking about violence.
That's why we need, like, law enforcement professionals interfering with mental health issues.
Indeed.
So if someone is having a mental health crisis, then there should be volunteers in the community to, you know, talk to those people and talk them down, you know, go that direction instead of like calling in people who are not trained in mental health issues. So I think my opinion is that a lot of these crises could be averted by people who are trained in mental health problems.
I tend to think the mental health professionals going in and having a chat is probably, because usually a crazy person isn't worried about their gun rights.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
They're not worried about being stripped of their gun rights or anything like that. And it's a good idea to get their guns from them. But, yes, I would agree. But it seems to be the number one thing that people start thinking about, and they want legally to take it away, and that gets really thorny. The number, 603-283-6160. Do you have solutions on crazy people with guns? 603-283.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk. 603-283-6160. And we're throughout most of this FBI raid on Free Talk Live Studios. Oh, when was the date? I'd have to look it up. But it was mid-March, March the 16th. 16th, yep. Through it all, we've managed to do a radio program, or excuse me, I should say a program, every night. There were a few nights, there was a night that we were taken off the air completely by the ham-fisted knuckle-draggers at the...
Yeah, but the community really came together, and we did a was it Facebook? I can't remember.
There was a YouTube stream. Yeah. There was all kinds of stuff going on, and we did manage to do a show, and... It stuns me that we're able to do it. There were some episodes that there was a lot of static on, and that was because we had some wires. They just pulled wires out of the back of the machines here, and when you don't know where they go, it gets kind of tough.
Well, when they come into your house with military equipment and fly drones in and arrest everybody that lives there, I mean, it takes a little while to put everything back together.
Yeah, it does. Let me tell you about LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. And so Biden's talking about red flag laws, and for those that don't know what that means that... If somebody says somebody is kooky and that person has guns, they're going to try to take the guns away from that kooky person. So,
like somebody I don't like.
Yes.
Maybe I could make a report or something.
That's basically how it goes. Perhaps Biden's model legislation will address that problem, recommending robust safeguards for gun owners who might be wrongly deemed dangerous. But I'm not optimistic, says Reason Magazine here, the author, Jacob. Since he wants to let family members as well as law enforcement petition courts for gun confiscation orders. That policy eliminates a layer of protection by letting a long list of possibly biased and aggrieved relatives file petitions directly without having their complaints vetted by police or prosecutors. Probably makes it easier to take somebody off the list of people who are going to inherit money if they've been considered crazy and had their guns taken from them. All these good things. And families can be so awful.
Well, and it goes back to our kind of theme for the night of not having to prove your innocence. Like, you're assumed guilty. Yeah. So if there's a report, people presume you're guilty.
Right. Somebody said it was true. So there you go. Biden tries to preempt criticism of his plans by redundantly asserting that he's responding to gun violence public health epidemic. Violent crime, he says, is actually a public health crisis. Democrats have for years described gun violence as an epidemic, even when homicides committed with firearms are falling, and news outlets such as the New York Times routinely echo that language. Since major cities saw big spikes in homicide last year, you might say that reality finally caught up with Democratic rhetoric. But the epidemic label is still misleading in a couple of ways. First, it implies that gun violence is analogous to a deadly microbe that spreads from person to person without conscious human
choice. Wait, are we talking about epidemic or pandemic?
Right. It's a demic. Just a demic. We like that word, demic. It sounds good. When in fact it results from deliberate decisions to commit criminal acts. It's not some kind of microbe. It's people. Making choices. That analogy shifts the focus from targeted policies that might change the incentives underlying those acts to broad restrictions that impinge on the rights of many peaceful, law-abiding people. Second, Biden's public health rhetoric applies a quasi-medical, pseudoscientific veneer to policies that should be critically examined on their merits. It implies that contentious measures are beyond serious debate because public health experts know how to control epidemics and their wisdom should not be questioned. In Biden's view, protecting public health requires an arbitrary federal ban on assault weapons and magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. expanded background checks for gun buyers, aimed at enforcing absurdly broad rules that deny millions of harmless people the right to armed self-defense. Red flag. We'll go on with that in just one second, but I want to address that issue for a second. So I'm a convicted felon. Have been since I was 17 years old. And I can't have a gun to protect my family. Now, depending on your state, sometimes your family member can, but sometimes they can't, depending on what the state's rules are and that sort of thing. But that's really sort of ridiculous because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that I can go out and get a gun tonight if I need to get one.
Of course.
So now we know the old saying that says, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns. Well, it's true that if you outlaw felons having guns, then only outlaw felons have guns. I don't have a gun at my house.
I mean, all of it's ridiculous, in my opinion.
And ultimately, the reason I don't have a gun at my house is because somebody outlawed it. Not because I'm going to commit a crime tonight.
No, because you're basically under duress not to own a gun in your house.
That's right. And that's the situation. So, you know, my family, obviously, you don't expect my 13-year-old kid to defend the household, do you? Do you expect my wife to get out there with a shotgun on the front lawn and, stop marauders or whatever? These are what the laws result in. I get it. You don't want felons. It sounds like felons having guns is a bad idea. And it's easy to go after the felons. First they came for the felons. And I wasn't a felon, so I said nothing.
Well, if SHTF, you
yes,
give me a call.
Right. Things hit the
I'll
fan.
Be over.
Red flags laws have a similar effect on a smaller scale. And repeal of a federal law that protects gun suppliers from potentially ruinous liability for crimes committed with their products, just as politicians cited the threat posed by COVID-19 to justify sweeping restrictions on millions of Americans, whether or not they actually were infected by the coronavirus. Biden is citing the threat posed by violent crime to justify population-wide interventions that affect millions of Americans, whether or not they pose any sort of danger to public safety.
Wait, so back up just a second. Are you saying that the new proposed laws are insinuating once again that gun manufacturers might be held responsible for...
Democrats have salivated over this notion for a very long time.
Mm.
And these aren't, by the way, proposed laws. This is executive fiat. They can try to do that all they want. Maybe they'll be successful. And maybe these gun stores and gun manufacturers will have to defend themselves again. And that's what it comes down to. We don't want to hold people responsible for their own actions. It's a lot easier to go after people with deep pockets. That's what they want to do. Soon, you'll have no responsibility as long as you have no money. But when you have money, then you'll have all the responsibility.
Just print more.
That's right. Now, the government always becomes rapacious as it's dying. Just look through history. The number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration continues to look for more space to house an increasing number of migrants illegally crossing the southern border. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will take over several hotels in the Chandler, Arizona area to hold migrant families for processing. Congressman Brad Wenstrup recently visited the southern border, and the Ohio Republican tells Fox News that the conditions at the border are benefiting the cartels.
So the situation is inhumane. You know, they mentioned just briefly Health and Human Services policy. Well, guess what? That policy is not the policy of the cartels. And so you have women and children that are being trafficked, and the cartels and smugglers don't follow the rules, and they are the ones that are benefiting from this. The policies that have been put in place, we learned, are clearly benefiting the cartels, because not only are they making money by bringing people across, they're also making money because more of their drugs and weapons and things like that they smuggle.
This is USA Radio News. Powerful volcanic explosions on a Caribbean island have sent residents scrambling for safety. Wendy King reports.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Souviere. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The volcano has also sent an ash cloud into the air that reached as high as 6 miles. Officials are worried that some buildings are at risk of damage or collapse due to the heavy ashfall on the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Clamoring.
Indeed. Thank you for sitting in with me, Clamoring.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Another, we made it for an exciting Saturday night here on Free Talk Live. And like I've said, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are producing a show here on Free Talk Live in all likelihood. So, we just finished a story there where Joe Biden's basically sick and tired of Congress taking too long to stomp on American Second Amendment rights, which shall not be infringed, mind you. He just took an oath to that Constitution.
For varying definitions.
Shows you what oaths are worth when politicians take them. But now there's a story coming out of... this is UVA, UVA, is that University of Virginia? I'm not sure. Anyway, a medical student questions microaggressions. UVA branded him a threat and banished him from campus. Kiernan Bacharya, a student at the University of Virginia, UVA, School of Medicine, on October the 25th, 2018. It's been a long time, I know, but court cases take a while. He attended a panel discussion on the subject of microaggressions. You know what microaggressions are, Clamoring?
I do.
Yeah. Tell me about them.
So that's basically a passive-aggressive way of telling somebody that you don't like them.
I perhaps. But I've heard things as simple as trying to figure out, you know, somebody's got kind of darker skin and slanty eyes, and you're like, where are you from? Boston. Like, you want to say anything more about that?
Yeah, that would
be a microaggression, right?
That would be a microaggression.
Wanting to know more than what they want to say for whatever reason is a microaggression. Now, it could just be curiosity.
Well, I think anybody can ask any question, and anybody can answer whatever question in whatever way that they deem appropriate.
But they still call those questions microaggressions if you continue to ask a question that...
I mean, you can phrase a question in, like, kind of an assuming way.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Where your people come from?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, like, the thing is that I have, in the past, wanted to know, I wonder what the ethnicity of that person is. But you just don't say that question.
Right. That's rude.
You just don't say it, you know?
It's just rude.
So what do you do with that? Well, sometimes you find out later, sometimes you don't, I think is really the answer. But
yeah.
Besides that, that's, to me, calling that an aggression, you know, like, that's, it's a rude statement. That's what it is.
Well, I think... We need to talk about, like, if you're talking about the circumstances in, like, a school situation, like, why are we talking about this?
Well,
like,
let's go on, and I'll tell you the situation.
Okay.
Within a few weeks, the result of the fallout, dissatisfied with the definition of a microaggression offered by the presenter, Beverly Cowell Adams, an assistant dean, Bhattacharya raised his hand. Within a few weeks, as a result of the fallout from Bhattacharya's question about microaggressions, the administration had branded him a threat to the university and banned him from campus. He's now suing UVA for violating his First Amendment rights, and the judge ruled recently that his suit should proceed. Here's what the student said. Thank you for your presentation. That's nice. I mean, this is a good way to start.
It is a good start.
Said Bhattacharya, according to an audio recording of the event. I had a few questions just to clarify your definition of microaggressions. Because this is really important. You can't just say a word, microaggressions, and not have definitions.
And assume everybody means the same thing that you do.
Yeah. I had a few questions just to clarify your definition of microaggressions. Is it a requirement to be a victim of microaggression, that you must be a member of a marginalized group? So, Adams, who is the dean here, says, no, that's not a requirement. So microaggressions can be committed against me, your average white male.
Yeah, sure.
Running amok, causing everybody problems. Bhattacharya's suggests...
I mean, and to be honest, white males have... cause plenty of problems.
Indeed, but that's only if we separate them into these groups that,
yeah.
Folks that make a living talking about microaggressions love to put people into groups. You know, like, nobody wants to put me into the convicted felon group, the most marginalized, most discriminated against group around. No, I'm just a white male because I look that way. But it's like kids seeing cars. There's a red car. There's a
blue
car.
You look that way. You don't identify as a white male.
Nope. I'm transparent. You can see right through me.
All right.
See?
All right.
Just because I said it.
All right.
It's true.
All right.
Bhattacharya suggested that this was contradictory, since a slide in her presentation had defined microaggressions as negative interactions with members of marginalized groups. So. It's not true, but it's true because, well, reasons. Be inconvenient to try to have that conversation. Adams and Bhattacharya then clashed for a few minutes about how to define the term. It was a polite disagreement. Adams generally maintained that microaggression theory was broad and an important topic, that the slights caused real harm. Bhattacharya expressed his scientific skepticism that microaggression could be distinguished from an unintentionally rude statement. His doubts were well-founded, given the microaggression theory is not a particularly rigorous concept.
Well, I think it's important to just acknowledge how our language as humans, and especially as Americans, might hurt other people.
I think that it's always good to learn how to be more inclusive in your terminology.
A better human. Like, you don't want to... I err on the side of, I assume most people are good people and they don't want to hurt other people. And so I also think that it's important to accept if someone is saying, you hurt me, to try to alter your course.
I agreed. However, there are people out there that appear to act like professional victims with the goal of...
What do you mean professional victims?
They're just constantly being victimized. All you have to do is open your mouth.
I mean, what do you mean constantly? Who are you talking about?
I'm just talking about people. There are different people out there that are mad that somebody says this thing or that thing. So, for instance, my dad used to call black people colored. That, at the time, was...
At the time was not
outdated, but...
Not inappropriate, though. At the time. Now it's inappropriate.
Well, I didn't do it. I just called black people. At the time, that was completely acceptable. But now you have to call them, Americans of sub-Saharan African descent.
I don't think you do.
They don't, but you do.
And, you know, you
because
and I...
Because there's always this rushing down towards more syllables, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not in agreement,
okay,
I guess.
Well,
and you and I chatted because, I'm from Texas. So I know a lot of black folks. And
I like that terminology. It's fast. Black, one syllable.
And it's
you're
not
done it.
It's not offensive either.
Not to me.
To anybody that I've ever talked to. And I grew up in a neighborhood where I was the only white family in the whole neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It was me. It was one Latino family, and everybody else was black.
Mm-hmm.
And they never found that offensive. And I've never used it offensively. So,
sure. But the thing is that now that everybody's on, that now we have, recordings of people saying things, somebody can be upset with somebody else saying some terminology.
Fine, be upset.
That's the thing, is that, you know, the microaggressions begin to set in, and then, you know, we get this poor upset person.
Yeah, but microaggressions are actually real. They're kind of like what I consider to be like passive-aggressive stuff.
I think that a microaggression is real if you say it's real, but it's not necessarily real to the other person. And that's the problem, is getting these things defined and, you know, laid out there. And it's going to take a long time, and how many people do we have to kick out of school over it? The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. What do you think? I want to hear your opinion. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
About whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And clamoring.
And, well, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Talk about a bunch of different stuff, and folks call in and discuss it. I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. It's Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed. There's a bit of a social network aspect so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Don't know what it is? Don't worry. You'll have the opportunity to find out right there. You can put your voluntarist ideas in action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL. Get a special badge. Free advertising for your business. It's liberty.menu. Well, let's go right to the phones. I believe we've got, actually, funny thing, we got Jack and Jill on the line. Let's go to Jack since he called in first. Jack,
questions for you.
What's on your mind, Jack?
Yeah. What is the definition, in my opinion, of a microaggression?
Clamoring, what is the definition, in your opinion, of a microaggression?
So it's something that you would say to someone, typically say. It could be physical also, but usually say. That indicates to that person that you don't agree with them somehow.
Okay, can I add to this? So, do you know we have obesity issues in the United States, right?
Yes.
So, if you go into any Minute Mart grocery store, you see Reese's Pieces and chips and all those things. Is that not a microaggression in some way?
Well, you're, I mean,
chips?
There's a lot to unpack in your question. My first thought is that everybody can eat whatever they want. My second
thought is... Should people be able to say whatever they want then?
What?
If people can eat,
shouldn't people be able to have the First Amendment? It's been a mistake.
I don't disagree with you.
Well, as you say, there's a lot of microaggressions. You can micro if you want to. You know, you go back into parents taught you. Micro and ultra micro. Dad was a racist.
But not everybody has great parents. Okay? And so we need to support people who don't have great parents, for one.
Not everybody says stuff that it's an aggression that they realize they're saying. They don't mean it that way. They're just taught that way. It's a vicious circle, if you will.
It is, definitely. I agree with you.
All right. Well, you're awesome, man. I appreciate you. And I went from a strong conservative to pretty much a libertarian thanks to this show every Saturday.
Glad to talk to you.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. So let me ask you this. I can tell you from this was an interaction I had more than 10 years ago, but it always sticks out of my mind because it amused me. A gal said, she was taking feminist studies at the local college just over here a few blocks.
I'm a feminist. I'm just going to say right now.
Fine.
Because I know.
And what she, basically I said something to the effect of, if you like being a woman, great. I like being a man. It's wonderful. But if it's all about, one side and the other and fights and things like that, and somehow got around to paychecks. It's about paychecks. Women aren't making as much money as men and paychecks and stuff.
I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, I know. It's old stuff. But this was before it was roundly disproven. And I said, well, maybe it's because they're subject to an illness that can last for up to 18 years at a go, that causes them to miss work more regularly, not concentrate on work as much when they're there, a whole bunch of things like
I've got a little one in the house right now, so, yeah. I mean,
yours is super special, though. And, boy, did she not like the sound of that. I take offense at you calling pregnancy an illness. Like, it's not just pregnancy, it's all having a kid the whole time.
But it's not an illness, it's a natural...
So it's illness.
That happens.
Right. I just used the term illness to describe it because I thought it would be fun to wind her up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I guess that's a microaggression, right?
Okay, fine. I think that was more of a trolling
rather than a microaggression. The difference between a disease and what life, right, like mm-hmm. it is a terminal mm-hmm. illness, is, vanishingly difficult to say, and a kid and a parasite, what's the difference, So, she just didn't like that, I can tell you, and that was definitely the at the very beginning of what microaggressions were, and she was very frustrated by the conversation. So there you go.
Microaggressions are really kind of complicated, and they're very personal. So it just kind of depends on your set and setting.
It also says here, I looked it up while, Jack asked the definition, said, a statement, action, or incident regarded as an instance of indirect, subtle, or unintentional discrimination against members of a marginalized group, such as a racial or ethnic minority. So there you go. You had to put the marginalized group in there in order for microaggressions to be accepted.
I mean, they exist. They exist. Like, it's pretty much, again, it's just, like, passive-aggressive baloney.
We'll get back
to another person.
To the story here and from Reason, but let's go ahead and talk to Jill calling in from, looks like, Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jill.
Oh, hello. Yes, as to what to call black people, when I was a child, I was raised in Virginia, but my parents were from Iowa and Minnesota, and they didn't agree with the kind of prejudice that existed in the South. I was born in 51, by the way. Okay, a lot of people use the N-word. I was taught not to do that. Negroes was a respectful term, and that's what I call black people. But sometimes they called themselves colored people. And sometimes I noticed that among the more genteel whites who didn't want to be so crass as to use the N-word, but didn't want to be quite respectful enough to say Negro, were ducking the issue and saying colored people and
until about 1970 or 71. And I found that they preferred to be called black. Okay, so I call them black people. Now, I haven't started to use the term African-American that much because it's got too many syllables and takes too long to say. As far as I know, they still prefer to be called black people, so that's what I call black Americans.
The other thing about the term, thank you for the call, Jill, the term African-American is it's a presumption about where somebody's from.
Yeah, you don't know where somebody's from. They might not be from Africa. I think that the polite thing to do is to ask people how they want to be identified or called out or whatever. Like, and also, like, why are we even talking about race? Like, there aren't that many cases, situations where your race is important.
I tend to think not. I tend to think that race is probably the most boring thing about a given individual, and I would prefer to discuss all kinds of other things. But
so just going back to the crypto sex, like, I didn't see a single article where everybody, where media was like, oh, a bunch of white people got arrested, you know?
They didn't
like,
do that. But they certainly, it doesn't, there doesn't seem to be a lot of articles focusing on the fact that that Aria is a trans woman. You know, they didn't spend any time talking about Colleen being a grandma. You know,
there were plenty of articles about Aria when she was running for sheriff.
Yeah. Aria certainly managed to get a lot of press when she was running for sheriff. That's for sure.
But not now. And maybe she needs it. But we can all just go back to the Crypto Six website.
TheCrypto6.com if you want to check, find out more. So going on with this story here about this student that got kicked out of University of Virginia Medical School over just not liking the term microaggression as it was purported by the assistant dean. But Nora Kern, an assistant professor who helped to organize the event where the dean spoke, thought that Bhattacharya's question was a bit too pointed. Immediately following the panel, she filled a professional concern card, a kind of record of the student's violations of university policy. This student asked a series of questions that were quite antagonistic toward the panel, wrote Kern. So there you go. Dun, dun, dun. It begins to close in on the student for having an opinion at a university where he's paying for tuition.
Oh, no.
603-283-6160. I thought you were supposed to have opinions in the university and learn things.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.